Hey guys, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. I want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you, and maybe you've joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony or just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you'll find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, grow in your marriage, and grow in your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to Faith for Families. Today we're going to talk about the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. I'll never forget about the first time I heard, what in the world's Deuteronomy got to do with me in this modern time? But it has everything to do with me. I think with all the programs we've ever done, of all that we've ever done, this is probably going to be one of the most important for you to get and listen to over and over again, because we're pretty much going to wash with the water of the Word today, as the Bible says, change your thinking. All poverty, all prosperity is tied to our souls. If we don't get our souls changed, all the work will not get us any more income. This is so important to the believer, the person who belongs to God. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read it. Everybody talks about it, preach parts of it, but just pretty much in its entirety, and you need to listen to it. I will tell you as a parent, to sit down with your children and just set them in a room and just read this over them will change their life. They'll remember 20 years from now. I remember the day my dad or my mom sat down and read the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 to me. And for the first time, I realized what God wanted to do for me, how God saw me, how God wanted to bless me. You've got to get that in, because the devil is a liar, and the only thing that will defeat the lie is the truth. And somehow, if you can go through and understand what God was trying to do to the children of Israel, what he wants to do for us today through his son Jesus is to bless his people. God wanted to show off through his people to the world that the people would ask us, the people of the world would ask us about the hope that is in us. We would say his name is Jesus. He saved us, he's blessed us, he's healed us, he's forgiven us, he's redeemed us, and it's an ongoing process. The blood never dries up. God is such a good God. But let's see if we can get this into our soul today. Listen to this. This is called the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. The people are separated by a valley. One set of people on one side of the hill, the other on the other side. One would yell the curses, the other would yell back the blessings. The whole purpose of the law came to reveal just to really the power of sin in our life, that everybody's got sin. When you got a little bit or a lot, sin separates us from God. And so God wants to know, I've got blessings for it, but you can choose curses. But there's no middle ground. See, I set forth life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose what you would like. So let's listen to the good side. These are the blessings found in Deuteronomy 28 that God had spoke over the people. And here's what it says. If you fully obey all of these commandments that he'd just given, all of these commandments of the Lord your God, the laws that I am declaring to you today, then God will transform you into the greatest nation in the world. These are the blessings that will come upon you. Blessings in the city, blessings in the field. Many children, ample crops, large flocks and herds, blessings of fruit and bread, blessings when you come in, blessings when you go out. The Lord will defeat your enemies before you. They will march out together against you, but scatter before you in seven directions. The Lord will bless you with good crops, with healthy cattle, and prosper everything you do when you arrive in the land of the Lord your God, which he has given you. He will change you into a holy people, dedicated to himself. This he has promised to do if you will only obey him and walk in his ways. All the nations of the world will see that you belong to God, and they will stand in awe of you. The Lord will give you an abundance of good things in the land, just as he has promised. Many children, many cattle, abundant crops. He will open you his wonderful treasury of rain in the heaven and give you fine crops every season, every season. He will bless everything you do. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow from them. If you will only listen and obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, he will make you the head and not the tail. He will make you always to have the upper hand. In each of these blessings depends on your not turning aside in any way from the laws I have given you. You must never worship other gods. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 14. The Bible talks about the Word of God is what changes our life. This is not a set of laws. This is a person. This is Jesus. The Bible is the revealed will of God, which is His Son coming to save us and redeem us. That's why it's so important what you believe in life. That the prosperity that you're going to have or not have in life will be tied directly to your soul and my soul, what we believe. So let's look at some of these wealth words from the Bible, some of the promises to get an idea of how God sees us and what God wanted to happen to us if only we would be obedient. The Bible says in Job 36:11, if we are obedient, we will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. I don't know a better bumper sticker than that or a better thing to put on the refrigerator. Now listen to this. This is about wealth. This is God's thought. Psalm 112, verse 1 through 3, teach this in our parenting seminars all the time. Praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches. Wealth and riches shall be in His house, and His righteousness shall endure forever. God said, I don't want you to be blessed. I want you to have wealth and riches. You know, riches is money in our pocket, in our bank account, in our checking account. Wealth is money that comes from someplace we're not at. God said His people should not only be rich, they should be wealthy. Wealth and riches shall be in their house. Wealth and riches. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. God gives us power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto our fathers, as it is this day. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. My favorite scripture on money in the Bible is this one right here. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 19 and 20. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them and accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift of God. For that man seldom reflects on the past days of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart. Do you know it's the will of God to keep us occupied with gladness of heart? In other words, it's God's will that there are no good old days in our life, that today's so good, why would we waste time thinking about yesterday? Look what it says about riches. Proverbs 3:13. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you can't desire are not to be compared with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. God said, if you fear me, I'll give you riches and honor. I'll give you long life. That's what Solomon asked for. He asked for wisdom for the people. God gave him riches beyond his wildest dreams. Gave him riches, gave him long life, just because he asked for wisdom to be able to judge his people righteously. Proverbs 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4 says, through wisdom is a house built, by understanding it is established, by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. God's promised wealth, God's promised riches to His people. God wants His people blessed. He's not trying to punish us, make us poor, make us broke. He's not trying to judge us. He's trying to save us. God's trying to save us. Look what He says about prosperity. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yes, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Psalm 118, verse 25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. God wants us wealthy, He wants us rich, and He wants us to prosper. Look at what He says about abundance. John 10:10, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You know, God's an exceeding abundantly above and beyond God. God doesn't want to do just enough. God's gaudy when He blesses. Look what it says here. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for His dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. That's Psalms 132, verse 13. Look what he says about increase. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain to wise words. Proverbs 1:5. Psalms 115, verse 14 says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Increase is the will of God. Proverbs 13, verse 11, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. How many of you like increase? God wants us wealthy, wants us rich, wants us prosperous, wants us to live in abundance, wants us to increase. Look what he says about living a satisfied life. I love this one right here. It says, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in an evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. So it doesn't matter what other people are doing, what the economy's doing, who's in Congress, who's in the White House. God's people will live a satisfied life. Psalms 37, verse 18 and 19. You know, one of the translations in the New Living Translation, John 10:10, Jesus said, I'm come that they might have a rich and satisfying life. I've come that these people might have a rich and satisfying life. That's a great translation. Proverbs 12, verse 11. He that tills his land shall be satisfied with bread. He that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. Talking about being satisfied. I love this Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Joel 2, 23. Be glad, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat. Think about that. Full. Look at all these words. The floor shall be full of wheat. The vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Full, overflow. And I will restore to you all the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty. You shall be satisfied, and you shall praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. My people shall never be ashamed. You see all that? Full, satisfied, overflow, never ashamed. You got the will of God yet inside of you? God wants us well to come on us. God wants us to prosper, to have abundance, to increase. He wants us to be satisfied. God is a good God.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Make sure you go to our website, JoeMcGeeMinistries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.